This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. I ate at a steakhouse last week for the first time in forever. It was a special occasion. And you might assume I ordered a steak. I did. But that's not everyone's go-to order anymore. Apparently, eating steak at steakhouses is much less common these days. There are a bunch of reasons for that. Eating out has gotten more expensive, so has beef, and people are eating less red meat for dietary and environmental reasons. It means steakhouses have had to make some adjustments to appeal to diners who might prefer, say, salmon. Alina Dzik wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal about this. Alina, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So my first thought after reading this was, you know, there are so many places for people to spend their money for a night out. If they're no longer going to steakhouses for steak, why are they going there?
That's a great question. I really think that people like the vibe of these steakhouses. So they still like to be, you know, maybe dress up and, you know, sit in a booth or, you know, have this really great martini. So they still enjoy the ambiance of dining out at a steakhouse.
Yeah, part of the ambiance, you talk about that. Also, we talked about the health preferences and prices. So what are restaurant owners doing to adapt to these new food choices and also just that kind of party atmosphere?
So the restaurants that I spoke to, they said that they're making it easier for some of the diners to split a steak that may have in the past just been an entree for one person. And they're also kind of allowing these steakhouses to become almost like lounges as the night progresses. So I know that there's like selfie mirrors and some encouraging people to take selfies and just the ability to just hang out and order drinks after dinner. They're really trying to accommodate a wider group of people.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Actually, one of the women you talked to, she's not a drinker. And so it sounds like, you know, it seems like with less people drinking, you can almost kind of replace that sort of night out with a long, long, luxurious dinner.
Yes. Yeah, some of the people I talked to, including one woman in Chicago, said that she doesn't really drink and she doesn't really eat steak, but she loves to go to the steakhouses for the atmosphere because it's always so celebratory and she can linger there with her friends and, you know, hang out and still feel like she, you know, has had a night out.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking about steakhouses being a celebratory place. The other way I think of them as a place where men do business. And I'm kind of wondering if the shift away from steak is about more women having a seat at the table. Had to use that pun. And also if it says something about whether the business world's expectations of men and what they're supposed to eat at a business dinner have changed.
I think that you're definitely onto something in terms of, you know, these being originally places where men do business and how that's shifting to make it more hospitable for women. And some of the people I spoke to talked about more inclusive decor and lunch options that really focus on vegetarian options. And they have for a long time been trying to include women in what they're offering, but it does seem like a bigger shift for both men and women away from, you know, just steak and especially for men, just the expectation, I think, to order the steak.
Right. Okay. So picture yourself. It's Friday night. You are getting dressed up. You're going out with friends. You're going to a steakhouse. What's the mood? What are you ordering at the table?
So if I'm going to a steakhouse with friends, I think I would order what the people in my story are ordering, seafood, salads. I would probably steal a piece of steak from whoever ordered the steak, but I would you know, I would stay away from ordering it myself.
I am that person. Convince somebody else to get a bite, to get what you want so you can have a bite.
That's right. That's right. I really feel like I can only have a bite because if it's a late dinner, I still want to have a good night's of sleep. And so I feel like that's easier done with seafood.
Yeah. Alina Dizik wrote a story for the Wall Street Journal about how steakhouses are changing. Alina, thanks for chatting.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.